Sagt nur so weiter, man sagt das Besuch in Perik Hei, Mishne Dalet, Hashoycher is a Pesach, was man schechst the Korban Pesach. Alle Chametz, when he has Chametz in his possession. During Shrita, there was Chametz, either in the Rishus of the Shoychet, or one of the people of the Chabura, even if there was no Chametz in the Azara. Oiver b'loisese, he's oiver a-loisese, the loisese of l'sishcher al-chametz dam zivchi. But the Korban does not become possible. The Tanakhama holds that this lav applies only to the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, Afa Tamid, it applies even to the Tamid Shel Bein Hu Arbayim on Erev Pesach. If you shech that with chametz in your possession, you're over the lap. And the reason is the Torah says, L'sishchad al-chametz dam zivchi. In regard to the Korban Tamid, it says, it's Karbani Lachmi. So we see when it comes to the Korban Tamid, it's like Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's my Korban. So therefore, the Yehuda holds this lav of L'sishchad al-chametz dam zivchi also refers to the Tamid Shel Bein Hu Arbayim on Erev Pesach. Rav Shimon says, now let's be magdim. In order to understand what Rav Shimon says, we have to understand a few things. Unlike the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Shimon says that the Isra of shechting a carbon with chametz in your possession applies to all karbonis, not just the carbon Pesach. Tanakhama says just the carbon Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says even the Tamid Shel Bein Hu Arbayim on Erev Pesach. Rav Shimon says all karbonis. That's number one. Number two, how does Rav Shimon know that? Rav Shimon says because the pasuk repeats twice the inyan of not shechting a carbon with chametz in your possession. One applies to the carbon Pesach, and the other applies to other karbanis. But because the Torah repeated it twice, instead of just saying once, don't shecht any carbon with chametz in your possession, we learn that there's a difference. When you're chayev for shechting a carbon Pesach with chametz in your rishus, you're not chayev for shechting other karbanis in your rishus. And when you're chayev for shechting other karbanis in your rishus, you're not chayiv for shechting a carbon Pesach on your rishos. In other words, if on Erev Pesach, from Chatzos till at night, the time of the carbon Pesach, I shecht the carbon Pesach with chametz in my possession, I'm chayiv. If I shecht the carbon shlamim with chametz in my possession, I'm not chayiv. On the other hand, during Pesach, if I shecht the carbon Pesach, I'm not chayiv. But if I shecht other karbanos with chametz in my possession, I am chayiv. Okay? So what do we know about Rav Shimon? We know Rav Shimon holds it applies to all karbanos, the lav of shechting a carbon with chametz in your possession, but not at the same time. Erev Pesach, that lav is just for the carbon Pesach. During Pesach, it's for other karbanos. Next. We've already learned this, we already know, that all karbanos that are shechted, not l'shem that carbon, are kosher karbanos. It's just that the bailim aren't yotzei berchayv. If I promise the carbon shlamim, and the Karban Shlamim wasn't shechted l'shem a Karban Shlamim, it's a kosher Karban that can go up on the Mizbeach. But I still have to bring another Shlamim. On the other hand, in regard to the Karban Pesach and the Karban Chatas, if you shechted sh'loy l'shma, not l'shem that Karban, not only are the Baalim not yetzer derchayv, but the whole Karban is a pasul Karban. Okay? What do we know so far according to Rav Shimon? We know that the Isser of having chametz in your possession applies to all karbanos, not just the Karban Pesach. We know that when it's the time for the Karban Pesach, the lav of shechting a karban with chametz in your possession applies only to the Karban Pesach and not to other karbanos. When it's not the time to shecht the Karban Pesach, like the rest of Pesach, it applies only to other karbanos and not to the Karban Pesach. We know that in regard to all karbanos, if you shecht the shalei l'shman, it's a good karban, but the Baalim aren't yaitza. In regard to a carbon Pesach or a carbon Chatas, if you shecht the Shalei L'shman, it's not a good carbon at all. One more thing. There's a din. If you take an animal that was designated for a carbon Pesach, when it's not the time for the carbon Pesach and you shecht it, it can be converted to a carbon Shlamim. Okay? Now, let's see what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Shimon Amar Rabbi Shimon says, HaPesach, if you take a carbon Pesach, Bar Ba'asar, on Erev Pesach, when it's the time to shecht the Karban Pesach, and you have chametz in your possession, l'shmayif itzach shechts it l'shem the Karban Pesach, so it's a good Karban Pesach. It's good that it's a good Karban Pesach, but what's not good is that chayiv, he's chayiv on the lav of shechting the Karban Pesach when he has chametz in his possession. However, u'shaloy l'shmayi, if it's Erev Pesach and you shechted a Karban Pesach l'shem a different Karban, That's not a good shechita. According to Reb Shimon, shechita shenei ruyah is not a good shechita. So you weren't yet to the carbon, but at least potter. He's potter on the lav of shechting a carbon with chametz in his possession, because that's not called shechting a carbon. He shechted a Pesach shalei l'shmaya, and it's not good. On Erev Pesach, u'sha'ar kol hazvach, in regard to all other karbanos, let's say he shechted a shlamim on Erev Pesach after chatzos. It makes no difference between Lishman whether he shechted it l'shem shlamim, or between Shalai Lishman whether he did not shecht it l'shem shlamim. Potter, he's potter anyway. The reason, remember what we said according to Reb Shimon? It's true, there's a lav to shecht any carbon with chametz in your possession on Pesach, but only during the time where it's not carbon Pesach time. On Erev Pesach, this lav to other karbanes does not apply. Ubemoyed, if he shechted a carbon Pesach during Yom Tov, so lishma, if he shechted it l'shem the carbon Pesach, insisting it should be a carbon Pesach, potter, it's not a good carbon, but at least because it's not a good carbon, so he wasn't over the lad of shechting a carbon with chametz in his rishus because he didn't shecht the carbon. However, again, a carbon Pesach during Yom Tov is shaloi lishma, if he shechted it, not insisting it should become a carbon Pesach, he knew what happens, it changes to a shlamin. If you shecht the carbon Pesach, not in the time of Pesach, it changes to a shlamin. So, shaloi l'shmoi, chayiv, he's chayiv on the lav of having chametz in Yerushas, because it changed to a carbon shlamin. And during Pesach, Reb Shimon holds, on other karbanos, you're chayiv, if you shechted it with chametz in Yerushas. Weiter, okay, that's the carbon Pesach. Let's say he's shechting something. It never was a carbon Pesach. It has nothing to do with a carbon Pesach. He's shechting a carbon shlamin. So during Yom Tov, ben l'shman or ben shaloi l'shman, whether he shechted a taka l'shem shlam or somehow when he shechted the shlam he had in mind a different carbon, chayiv. You're chayiv on the lav of having chametz in your rishos, because Reb Shimon holds during Pesach you're chayiv on any good carbon when you have chametz in your rishos. And it's a good carbon, because all karbanos don't have to be lishman to be good. He's actually chayiv twice. He's chayiv for bayirah bayimatzah because he has chametz in his possession, and he's also chayiv for shechting a carbon with chametz in his rishus. Chutz min achatas, unless it's a carbon chatas that he's shechting through Pesach, sheshechatas shalei lishma, which he didn't shecht l'shem the chatas. So remember, a chatas, we're much more strict with a chatas. If it's shalei lishman, if you don't shecht l'shem chatas, it's a pasul a carbon. But at least if it's a pasul a carbon, it's not a good shechita. So according to Reb Shimon, he's not chayiv for having chametz in his rishus. Okay? Quickly chazering over the Mishnah. If you shecht the carbon Pesach when you have chametz in your possession, and as the Bat Tanura explained, it means either the rishus of the shechit or some people from the B'nai HaChabur, even if it wasn't in the Azara, you're over a lesser say. But according to the Tanakhama, only for the carbon Pesach. The only time there's any issur for shechting a carbon with chametz in your possession, according to the Tanakhama, is only for the carbon Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda says, add the tumid shel bein hu abayim on erev Pesach to that. That's because the Torah says leisishchel chametz dam zivchi, and it says in regard to the tumid shel bein hu abayim is karboni lachmi. Now we have the sheet of Reb Shimon. Let's remember what Reb Shimon holds. Number one, shechting a carbon on Pesach with chametz in your possession applies to all karbonis. Number two, but not at the same time. On Erev Pesach, it applies only to the carbon Pesach. The rest of Yom Tov, it applies only to other karbanos. What else do we have to remember according to Reb Shimon? We have to remember the din, which is according to everybody, not just Reb Shimon. But all karbanos that are shechta shalei l'shman are kosher, just that the bialim aren't yotzei their chayiv. The carbon Pesach and the carbon chatas not only aren't the bialim yotzei their chayiv, but it's not a good carbon. Remember what else we have to remember? We have to remember the din that if someone takes an animal designated for a carbon Pesach, shechts it on Pesach, understanding that it's going to become a carbon shlamim, it becomes a carbon shlamim. Now, Zakt Reb Shimon, you shecht the carbon Pesach on the 14th, l'shmai chayiv, good carbon, that means you're over the lav, because you had chametz in your possession. If you shecht it at shalei l'shmai, it's not a good carbon, so at least he's potter on the lav of shechting a carbon with chametz in his possession, because this isn't a carbon. What about all other karbonos on Erev Pesach? Not negeya. According to Reb Shimon, there is no lav of having chametz in your possession for other karbonos on Erev Pesach. Remember what Reb Shimon says. During the time that you bring the Karban Pesach, the lav of having chametz in your possession applies only to the Karban Pesach. So whether it's lishma or shalai lishma, if you bring other karbanis on Erev Pesach with chametz in your rishus, you're not over the lav of having chametz in your possession. During Yom Tov, if you shechted a Karban Pesach, lishmai, you're potter. Pesach, and you insist that it's a Pesach during Yom Tov, it's a pasul the Karban. So you're not over the lav of shechting a Karban with chametz in your possession. But if you shechted a Pesach, or an animal designated as a Pesach during Yom Tov, shalai lishmai, with the understanding that it's becoming a shlamim, and it's a good shlamim, so therefore you're chayiv, because you have chametz in your rishos. And during Pesach, Reb Shimon holds, in regard to other karbanis, if you have chametz in your rishos, you're chayiv. Other karbanis during Pesach, whether it's lishma or shalai lishma, you're chayiv. That's the time you're chayiv for other karbanis. And even if it's shalai lishma, it's still a good karban in regard to other karbanis. And that's the rule. If it's a good karban, you lose out because you have chametz in your possession. The exception would be if you shechted a karban chata shalai lishma during Yom Tov. Because a chatas, like a Pesach, is automatically possible if you shechted shalei l'shma. So even if you had chametz in your reshus, it's not a problem. If it's not a kosher karban, you're not over the lav of having chametz in your reshus.